Chevy Equinox with forward collision alert, automatic emergency braking, and available all-wheel drive. It's my ultimate mobile device. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule a test drive. Chevy Equinox. It's your choice. Own it.
How are you, Alex?
I'm doing great. How are you, Wendy?
I'm doing wonderfully. I saw previews of this beautiful love story between John F. Kennedy Jr. and Carolyn Bessette Kennedy. They got married. They went on a plane ride. They died in a plane crash. And now, how many years ago was that? Because now there's this little biopic show coming out, and it looks really good. But how many years did it take to make it, and why now?
Great questions, all of them. They unfortunately died in a plane crash back in 1999. I might be getting the dates wrong, but I know they got together around 94, 95, something like that. So it was a very quick burning romance. This is something that is part of, I'm going to frame it up the wrong way, but it's part of Ryan Murphy's cadre of shows like American Horror Story, but it's not crazy like that. It's more in line with, remember, American Crime Story from a couple of years back or things like that. So it's him producing, but it's not doing his kooky stuff. It kind of passes along to other people to treat it, hopefully a little more responsibly. I will say I've seen 8 of the 9 episodes of the season. 3 premiered yesterday on FX and Hulu, and I was completely engrossed in it.
Really?
This is a story that, to be honest, I'm not a person that's really been obsessed with the Kennedys or the history, but as soon as I started watching this, it was that scratch in the back of my brain of, oh, right, I remember this story, I remember this happening, because they do, a slight spoiler warning from the beginning, they start with them leaving on the plane, flying off into the distance, and then it flashes back in time to show them before they got together, how they got together, how it developed the romance, and a lot of it, to be honest, is imagined. You know, it's conversations that the two of them have when it's the two of them alone, and of course we don't know what those are. But what's really successful about the show, I think, is that it plays into the love story aspect. You really get to see the two actors who are playing JFK Jr. and Carolyn Bessette completely and utterly fall in love with each other. The show doesn't back away from the fact that neither of them were perfect, either privately or publicly, but they love each other despite all of that, and it's very engrossing, it's very intimate, it's very sumptuous and swoon-worthy. I'm sure people who are more in the world of the Kennedys in history will, and they have had certain problems with the way that things have been depicted there, but as somebody who is very outside of that, I found it an incredibly watchable show.
See, that surprises me, because if you weren't into it, I wouldn't have thought you'd like it. That's a great testament to the beauty of this, I guess. He was the world's most eligible bachelor. He was JFK Jr. He was adorable. We were all so heartbroken when he met Carolyn Bessette, and it's like, she's not good enough for him. They did come from different backgrounds, and I can't wait to see it. It's killing me that you like it so much.
I was very surprised as well. I definitely approached it with arms crossed going, harumph, prove it to me, but in particular, you know, Carolyn Bessette is somebody who, in real life, she didn't give a lot of interviews. She was seen as an ice queen because of it, certainly painted that way in the press and the tabloids. So Sarah Pidgeon, the actress who was playing Carolyn Bessette on screen, almost has a little bit of free rein to craft a character, her approach to it, obviously working with the script and directors on screen. And she is incredibly engaging, incredibly engrossing, and like I said, it doesn't, you know, shy away from the fact that she was standoffish.
Yeah.
So what does that mean, and why did JFK Jr. fall in love with her? I'll also note, for anybody who's kind of on the fence, it's got a great cast. Naomi Watts plays Jackie O in the show.
What?
It's crazy. It shouldn't work, but it absolutely does. And they have, like, this neat casting thing where Caroline Kennedy, John F. Kennedy Jr.'s sister, is played by Grace Gummer, who is a legacy herself. She's the daughter of Meryl Streep.
Yep.
And then Carolyn Bessette's sister, Lauren Bessette, is played by Sidney Lemon, who is the granddaughter of Jack Lemon.
Wow.
So it's kind of like, I think, like a weird casting joke that they have in there, but they also got good actresses, so who cares?
All right. Well, that's Love Story, and it's on FX and Hulu.
Yeah, you can stream the first three episodes on Hulu, and then weekly episodes are going to roll out one at a time on FX and Hulu for the next couple of Thursdays.
All right. And this was not on the list, but I want to tell you, I just came across something on my queue, and I'm like, oh, I love Julianne Moore. I am going to watch this movie, and it's called Still Alice. It stars Julianne Moore, who is a professor at Columbia University, an English professor. She's married to Alec Baldwin. Kristen Stewart is one of her daughters. Kate Bosworth is another. She gets sick and develops... she has some problems remembering things. And I don't... You're better than I am. I don't want to give things away, although I think it's... part of the course you need to know, and it happens right away. Go, you can spoil it. It's just a great movie.
Yeah, she is diagnosed with Alzheimer's. She's not particularly old, so it's certainly surprising, but it deals with it in a very realistic way. And like you said, I think it's probably found renewed life because it's streaming on Netflix now. But this came out in 2014. Julianne Moore won the Academy Award for Best Actress. She basically ran the gamut when it came out. But it's funny, it's one of those movies that got phenomenal reviews. Everybody loved Julianne Moore in it. Everybody loved the cast. And then it doesn't really get talked about that much anymore. So I'm glad you rediscovered it because it's well worth checking out.
Absolutely. Early onset Alzheimer's, which honestly, being a hypochondriac, that scares me sometimes. but it's tasteful. It's wonderful. Alec Baldwin's pretty good in it. In a serious role.
A great supporting cast, too. Kristen Stewart, Kate Bosworth, Hunter Parrish, Blair Children. So, it's well worth checking out. I'm glad you mentioned it. Maybe I'll turn that one on tonight.
Yeah, Still Alice. That's a Wendy's pick to click. I highly recommend that. All right, we'll take a quick break and talk about some other television shows with Alex Zalbin. He is host of Comic Book Club. You can find him at comicbookclublive.com. And one of my favorite shows of all time, and I mean of all time, was Reservation Dogs. It was focused on the exploits of four indigenous teenagers in Oklahoma who are doing whatever they have to do to find their way to the mysterious faraway land of California. It was so awesome. I miss it completely. Well, there's another show that I don't know why I have not jumped on, but it's set on a Native American reservation as well, Dark Winds.
Yeah, this is coming back for a fourth season, and probably the reason you haven't jumped on it is mostly on AMC Plus, a service that most people don't have or don't know exists. But it is a great procedural show. It's much more serious than Reservation Dogs, but it does star Zan McLaren, who I believe was on Reservation Dogs as well.
Yes.
Lane Wilson has been on it, a bunch of other folks. And it's more akin, I think we talked before about Slow Horses on Apple TV. It's a little closer to that just because every season is its own sort of done-in-one mystery with ongoing characters on this Native American reservation. And it's great. It's just a really solid, well-done mystery show anchored by Zan McLaren. He's just an excellent actor. If you do want to check it out and don't know what AMC Plus is, which is totally fair, I believe the first couple of seasons are all streaming on Netflix right now, so you can give it a little bit of a taste there. And then if you want to take the leap and subscribe for AMC Plus, the fourth season is coming out soon.
This is not fair to ask you, but do you know what any of those teenagers are doing now from Res Dogs? Because they were so good.
So I know that one of them, oh gosh, I'm blanking on her name, Devray Jacobs, was doing a bunch of stuff with Marvel, actually. She had done a voice on a season of What If, and she appeared in live action on a show as well. I don't unfortunately know about the rest of them, but I can recommend that, I think we talked about this before, but Sterling Harjo created Reservation Dogs, a great show called The Lowdown on FX that also is a little more serious. It's an hour-long mystery drama that stars Ethan Hawke, but every once in a while it gets that quirky, weird Reservation Dogs humor through. And that's something that you can stream the full season on Hulu now. Highly recommend it.
And that's The Lowdown. I've heard that about, with Ethan Hawke. All right. The Pitt is honestly such an amazing show. I sound like a broken record because we talk about it all the time, but I can't tell you how amazing it is. And wow, there's a lot of crazy stuff that goes on. And a lot of... fake body parts, weird stuff.
Yes, I won't spoil anything that happened, but there are new episodes of The Pitt that premiere every Thursday night on HBO Max at 9 p.m. It's just a great weekly show set in a hospital in the Pittsburgh area. It stars Noah Wiley as Dr. Robbie, who is the head of the emergency department of the ER at The Pitt. And this season has just been piling on things after thing that they need to deal with on July 4th. It takes place in sort of a pseudo real-time format, so every hour of the show is an hour in this very long shift that they need to deal with. And man, again, without spoiling anything, this week's episode is a stunner. It was directed by Noah Wiley, and you will cry buckets watching this week's episode. It's just a really, really good one. And having seen ahead, I think at this point I've watched through episode 12 of the season. Just gets better and better.
Really?
As it goes along. It's just one of the best shows on TV. It's great.
Well, that's what I'll be watching tonight. I can't wait to see the latest episode. And Shrinking, some more guest stars.
Yeah, we got Jeff Daniels on this week's episode very briefly as Jason Segel's father. If you've never watched the show, it's on Apple TV. New episodes premiere on Wednesdays, and it's about a bunch of therapists and the people revolving around them. But it's a comedy. It's very much in the mode of like Scrubs or Ted Lasso. It comes from a lot of the same people behind that. And I will say, again, without spoiling anything, Jeff Daniels has a teeny tiny little role in this week's episode, which is mostly concerned with a lot of other things, but he does come back later in the season for a bigger role. Great season of television there. That's in the middle of the third season. Just phenomenal performances from Harrison Ford, Jason Segel, and the rest of the cast.
Yeah, it's a great cast. Shrinking on Apple TV. And our last thing, A Knight of the Seven Kingdoms. Explain.
Sure. This is the latest Game of Thrones spinoff show. It is on HBO, 10 p.m. on Sundays. And this is really, I have seen and been winning some people back because it's more, it's not a straight comedy, but it's in the half-hour comedy format versus the hour-long drama format we've gotten used to with Game of Thrones. It's a very small story about this knight named Sir Dunk and his tiny little squire who is nicknamed Egg. It starts off simply enough with just the two of them becoming friends and wanting to compete in this tournament. It's gotten a little more complicated as it's gone on, and this week's episode that is going to be airing on Sunday is utterly fantastic. You know, I will say, if you've been missing the Game of Thrones misery, it comes back a little bit this week, but it's still so charming and wonderful, and if you're put off by the last season of Game of Thrones in particular, highly recommend, you know, pushing through and going back and checking this out anyway, because it's been winning back a lot of fans.
A Knight of the Seven Kingdoms. All right, and less than a minute, but I got to ask you about Fallout, a crazy show kind of based on a video game, but you don't have to have played the game to understand it. Walton Goggins, what a great acting job in that. I watched the first season. I am two episodes into the second season, and I'm not sure how I feel. Your thoughts?
People have been kind of mixed about the second season, and I certainly was. You know, like you said, Walton Goggins is great on it. People can stream both seasons on Prime Video right now. And like I said, you don't need to know anything about the video games or anything like that. I would recommend, if you've only watched the first two episodes, power through and watch the third episode. I think that was my favorite one of the season. It gets back to the mix of humor and weird sci-fi from season one. So highly recommend at least watching through that.
And it's another one of your future post-apocalyptic shows in LA. It's crazy.
Yes, it's a good time. It's a good time at the old TV set.
It is. All right. Well, wishing you a very happy Valentine's Day, Alex, with you and your family.
Thank you. You as well, Wendy.
Yeah, we're going to make heart-shaped pizzas. My boys are in their 20s, but we started it when they were little kids, and we keep making them every Valentine's Day. So
that is a great tradition. I might have to steal that.
Do. Please do. Alex, thank you so much.
All right. Thank you. Have a great weekend.
You too. Alex Zalbin, he is host and editor of a podcast called Comic Book Club. You can find him at comicbookclublive.com.